April 25th. My beloved responded and said to me, "Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along." Song of Solomon 2:10. I hear the voice of my beloved. He speaks to me. Fair weather is smiling upon the face of the earth, and he does not want me to be spiritually asleep while nature all around me is waking from her winter's rest. He calls me to arise, and well he may, for I have been lying among the pots of worldliness long enough. He is risen, and I am risen in him. Why then should I cleave to the dust? From lesser loves, desires, pursuits, and aims, I would rise toward him. He calls me by the sweet title of my darling, and he regards me as beautiful. This is good encouragement for me to rise up. If he has thus exalted me and thinks that I am lovely, how can I linger in the dark tents of Kedar and find companionship among the world? He asks me to come along, come away further and further from everything selfish, grovelling, worldly, and sinful. He calls me from the outwardly religious world that does not know him, and he has no sympathy with the rituals and motions of outward religion. Come along has no harsh sound in it to my ear. For what is there to hold me in this wilderness of vanity and sin? Oh, my Lord, I want to come away, but I'm stuck among the thorns and cannot escape from them as I would like to. I would, if it were possible, have neither eyes nor ears nor heart for sin. You call me to yourself by saying, come along, and this is a pleasant call indeed. To come to you is to come home from exile, to come to land out of the raging storm, to come to rest after long labour, and to come to the goal of my desires and the summit of my wishes. But, Lord, how can a stone rise? How can a lump of clay come away from the horrible pit? Oh, raise me, draw me, and I will run after you. Your grace alone can do it. Send forth your Holy Spirit to kindle sacred flames of love in my heart, and I will continue to rise until I leave life and time behind me, and indeed come away.